Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
We're lucky enough to be joined by a man we love here at K-Rock Footy, of course, a Torquay product through the Geelong Falcons, and now 279 games at Port Adelaide. I do speak of Travis Boak. Trav, Tom King, Benny Cass and Tom Lonigan in the K-Rock Hub. Congratulations on the win. I'm not sure whether post-game you've put too much thought into it, but you actually can't be moved out of a top four finish. You're going to get the double chance. That must be a nice feeling.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me. I didn't know that, so that's good to hear. Obviously, we want to push deep in the finals, so that's obviously a good spot to be in. But we've got a couple of big games still to go, and we want to finish off and probably build into finals in a really good position.
First versus 17th, and you've been involved in a lot of games where you've been in the upper reaches of the ladder and played teams in the lower ends. How do you make sure that your teammates are motivated and on the job for a game against a team like North Melbourne?
Yeah, I think, we obviously looked at North Melbourne. We knew they were going to come out pretty hard after a disappointing loss for them last week. And we look at their game style, how they want to play and what they'll probably bring, but then focus on our stuff and what we want to do. We've sort of spoken about really building our form in the back half of the year, going into finals. We want to come in finals in really good shape. And then it becomes a lot about how we want to play and, obviously stopping what they want. But then, what are we focusing on? What do we want to, be known for as a group? And I think that's where that motivation comes from, to really, put our stamp on who we are as a playing group and finish off the year, get strong going into finals.
You're 32 years of age, and usually players are tapering by this point of their career, but right now you're playing arguably some of the best football of your career. Can you put it down to any one reason why you've been able to, I suppose, defy, the birth certificate?
Probably enjoyment is probably the most. I'm just really enjoying, playing footy at the moment. We've got a great group of guys, that at the club here, and I'm just motivated to try and help them and try and set the best standard I can for them. And they just want to learn and continue to get better. And, you've got guys like Connor Rosie, Zach Butters, Xavier, Kane Farrell, these guys coming in that just want to learn and get better. And that motivates our senior guys to try and help them and set a standard. And I guess that's the fun part of it all. And we've got a great group and a great culture to be a part of, and just in really enjoying that and just love playing footy and being out there with the guys.
Travis, do you reckon you'll see out every game yourself? It's been this condensed season. You've played every one, I think. And, usually guys getting to the twilight of their careers, you're 32 years of age, maybe have a rest here and there. But you've only got two games. It'd be a phenomenal effort from yourself if you can see out the season.
Yeah, the plan is to still play out the rest of the season. I think through games, through the middle part of the year and probably over the last month, we've sort of managed, guys through games, whether it's a little bit more time forward or on the bench. And, myself, Rock, even Ollie at times too, we've probably played a little bit less game time than we normally would. So, we manage through games as well. So at this stage, I'll be looking to play out, the rest of the year. And with two games to go, you don't want to take any chances, with form or anything like that. So still continue to finish off.
Does playing for the Falcons seem like a thousand years ago?
Sure does. They're some of the best memories I'll ever have in footy, playing at the Falcons, and I'll remember that forever. And Mickey Turner certainly reminds you of it all the time, but it does feel like a bit of a long time ago.
Do you have a message? I mean, those, the young blokes who haven't had a chance to play this year, who trying to get drafted. I mean, I know it's a long time ago for you, but you were taken at the pointy end of your draft. The kids this year, it's going to be a really tough year for them, and just can't getting their names forward in terms of that draft.
Yeah, look, it's probably one of the most challenging years for anyone at the moment, certainly for those guys, not being able to put their stamp on their type of footy and getting drafted. And I guess right now for those guys, you've really just got to focus on what you can control. A lot of that's out of their hands, so, you can't worry too much about that, as hard as it can be. But for them, it's about preparing yourself as best you can, whether you get, invited to draft camp, whether you get invited to those things. I don't even know if they're going on or not. But, just trying to prepare yourself mentally and physically as best you can to put yourself in, an opportunity to get drafted. And even if it doesn't work out, firstly, to continue. We've seen guys mature age come into AFL sides and still have a big impact. So it's not the be-all and end-all right now. And as hard as it can be, you really just got to focus on what you can control and let the rest work out.
the Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Speaking with Port Adelaide star Travis Boak, here's Tom Lonigan.
Trav, congratulations tonight and well done personally on your performance. I just wanted to ask you, we spoke to Cairn before the game, and just looking at some of your team stats, whenever you win contested possession, you usually win the game. A few weeks ago, you ran into a pretty good team in Geelong, and they got hold of you in contested possession. What did you take out of that night? I know they'll probably play their best footy that they've played for the season. What did you guys talk about in your meeting after that game, and what have you worked on since, you know, moving into the back end of the season?
Yeah, you're spot on, mate. And the games we have lost, and probably Brisbane is another one, we've been absolutely smashed in contested ball. It hasn't been, you know, five or six differential. It's been absolutely smashed. So that was, you know, a big outlier there. And, you know, for us, it really starts with the midfield group. If we, you know, hunt and shape around the ball a lot better, our contested numbers are a lot better, and we give our forwards and backs a lot better opportunity then as well. And I think, you know, that night we did get smashed in contested ball, but we also got smashed in uncontested marks. We allowed them to play on their terms probably a little bit too much. And, you know, that's where we got beaten, you know, inside and out. They shaped the ball really well, Geelong. And that's probably where we, you know, we let ourselves down, and we took a lot out of that. And we understand as a midfield group, that's where it starts, you know, around the contest. And, you know, together as a midfield group, we're trying to progress and continue to get better in that area. But it's also outside the contest and turning up as well is very important to that number.
And I know Scotty Lysett was big wide Earp in with a moustache in there. He's playing a good role. But Peter Laddams, I think he comes back next week. Who do you prefer, mate? I know you're probably going to play the political line, but they're both really good players, and I've been really impressed with Peter in the early parts of the year with his ball use and his work around the ground.
Yeah, he's been great, and obviously a mishap, and he's paid his dues, and you know, he'll look to come back next week, and we are a lot better side when both of them aren't playing, and I think Scotty's been outstanding this year. He was really, really good tonight, probably, you know, against the Premier Ruckman in the competition in Goldie, and you know, I think Scotty's work, you know, in centre bounce and around the ground is fantastic for us, and Pete gives him a really good chop out, but also can go forward and look really dangerous forward. I think, you know, his last game, he took some really good contested marks going forward. So it probably gives, you know, Scotty's our number one ruck, and it just gives him a bit of a chop out, but Pete gives us a look forward as well. So I think those two together, you know, we're a lot better side with them both on the side.
Trav, on a less serious note, how's Rogers' underwear going?
It's been good. Obviously, Father's Day tomorrow. It's been a really good couple of weeks, and every dad needs some new jocks out there. So anyone that is still looking for some jocks for dad, jump on rogers.com.au and grab yourself a pair of undies. Even newborn can update the cupboard as well.
Keeps the package just tight to the torso, Trav, which is what you want. Just one exactly. Last one before we let you go. I know it's been a couple of years since he's been at the club, but do you miss Aaron Greaves' chin?
Not one bit.
It was the world's biggest chin. It was an extraordinary range. He used to bench press more than any other bloke.
He's a big human, Greavy. But he did. He spent a lot of time in the gym, and it was all on upper body. There's no legs.
And his
chin.
We told
him about it all the time.
Yes.
And his chin, yeah. Have you worked on that?
Give another, what is it? What's the website again? Another plug for it, Trav?
rogersunderwear.com.au. Jump on and grab that a last-minute gift for Father's Day.
Fantastic. Hey, Trav, always appreciate when you give K-Rock some time. We know, obviously, you're well in demand for media, but we appreciate you coming on and joining us for a few minutes to reflect on a wonderful season so far, and we wish you the best of luck for the finals and look forward to talking to you then.
Nah, thanks, boys. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Trav.
Travis Boak joining us for Geelong Marine World. Fantastic to be able to speak with him down in the Port Adelaide rooms. And for cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World, locally Geelong family-owned and managed business on Port Arlington Road in Moorlap. All your boating needs are in one location.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.